Jason, quick
you
question.
You are one of one.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
Thank you for helping me prove my point, Molly. Because
you're welcome.
Well, is this Matt Hamilton?
Am I not allowed to know the word filibustering?
I just didn't see that coming, that's all.
Well, good, I want to keep you on your toes.
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Oh, snap! What's up with that? What's up with that?
It is Jim, Matt, and Molly. We are presented by Coors Light. No Molly Brown today. She's out with babies, so she's home with her twins and Tyson. So you got a little Rutledge and Hamilton today. Thrilled to be joined by Jason Wilde as well. And you can see him on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. Primetime Laura Shine behind the glass. Jason, how you doing on this wonderful Good Friday?
It is. It is a Good Friday.
Yeah.
He has risen indeed. Well, wait, no, that's not till Sunday. Hey, what do you guys think of Ryan Wollersheim?
Yeah, he's all right. He's not my guy.
Clearly. Clearly not his guy.
Did you clue Jason in on what we're going to do right now? Because Jason's great on having a little bit of fun with us. So did you clue Jason in or not?
I did not tell Jason about the
another failure on his part. Perfect.
Failure?
I honestly...
Whatever you guys have planned is I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah.
But I like Ryan Wollersheim. I think he's made of the right stuff.
With all due respect.
I think he's the right kind of guy. He's a great teammate. I think he's smart. But like, he goes from this extreme where he texts me like during Wilde and Tausch to see if I'm good for being on the show. To now, I get a text like 3 minutes before I'm supposed to be on. Hey, can you be on video or just on the phone today? Like, now it's just a presumption that I'm going to do this video thing all the time. Like, what is... Like,
you're a handsome fellow. We want to see you on video.
Come on.
Yeah, you go to one content call, and the next thing you know, he's telling you to be on video all the time.
Hey,
it's fine. Whatever.
Hey, I'm not the one telling you to be on video, Jason. Come on. We all know.
That's true.
Saying.
You have no power around here.
We all right, know that was a Jesse Nelson call.
What wacky hijinks do you two knuckleheads have planned?
It's not even that wacky. So it was just funny you asked if we liked Ryan, because there was Jordan Love joined Kay Adams a couple days ago, and... It was, full disclosure on this, for me as someone who had to gather audio and cut audio, there was a part where Jordan Love said something where he kind of just threw in that Jair Alexander, like, that's my guy. And it just didn't feel genuine. And immediately, I'm like, I would have cut that out because it's not true and it adds nothing to the clip. So I want to play both clips for you, and then I want you to figure out, do you think they're actually guys? Because... The way Jordan sets it up.
I can tell you the answer to this already.
Like, the way Jordan sets it up. If I have like I don't know what Jair's up to. So let's play it, and then I want to know which cut you think is better. So let's first play it.
Whole world going on. I'm gonna let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays with and who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
So full context, the full clip, he says, I can't remember the last time I've spoken to him. And then he says, that's my guy.
Yes. Oh, I know. Yeah. Oh, I'm aware.
Okay. So I'm like, I'm sorry. If I can't remember the last time I've spoken to someone, I'm not going to call him my guy.
You're burying it, though. You're trying to obviously lead Jason in a certain direction.
He doesn't
right
need
now.
You should have
listened
to
the second clip.
Let's listen to the second clip.
Whole world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But... He's definitely a player we need.
Okay, we stop right there. Like, that's where
the play style he plays, who he is on the field.
Jordan needs some media training because he just threw in "that's my guy" as a filler because he couldn't think of what to say next. And he's also a little monotone. I don't love the fact that like it's not like Kay Adams surprised Jordan Ryan surprised you, Jason. Like, can you be somewhere not in your car? Like, I don't. The whole thing was kind of just strange to me.
In fairness, I mean, maybe he was surprised when she said, "What's up with that madman?" or whatever the hell question
true,
was.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Like again, and look, I know Kay a little bit. I know Matt Schneidman has a really good relationship with her. I don't know her that well. I think she does a really good job. I thought she was great on Good Morning Football. So that there's a vibe to her. FanDuel show that I get it. It's more laid back. I was a little. What's up with that madman? Made me think of Molly Brown and what's up with that?
Yeah.
And to be fair, Molly Brown's husband's favorite radio host is Kay Adams. So maybe she's trying to mimic that a little bit now.
Well, it's better than Paula, who just doesn't have one at all. But it's definitely not me. But what I thought was weird. And first of all, I come from the newspaper background of. Whether he means it or not, I'm not editing out that sentence because he did say it. And quite frankly, he tells on himself with the lead-in of, I don't know the last time I talked to him. It's been a while or whatever he said there.
Right.
So, but here's the thing. Like, I love the fact that he said something that is supportive of a teammate.
Yes.
Right? That's great. And it's at the other end of the unsolicited advice from a player given to the general manager of Josh Jacobs, who basically, if we translate what he said, none of our wide receivers are good enough. We need a number one wide receiver. Right?
Yeah.
You read the tea leaves well there, yeah.
Which, by the way, he clearly meant Davante Adams. He played with Adams in Vegas. Like, and look, I still think Goody was wrong. To have gone the direction he did. That's my opinion. But the bottom line of all this, whether you're saying we need to keep Jair because he's my guy, or you're saying we need a number one wide receiver because my guys aren't good enough yet and may never be, the fact of the matter is that Goody doesn't give a damn what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah.
Good, bad, or indifferent. And look, people are going to hear me say that or, well, he's going to cut it for social media, and then I got to deal with all the people that come after me on there. But the bottom line is, he doesn't have to care what they think.
Right. So now, you don't think if Jordan Love marched into Goody's office and was like, hey, I think we need Jair on this team as a locker room presence, as a teammate, as a guy on defense, like, we need this. You don't think Goody's at least taking a second thought about it?
No. No.
Okay.
This ain't Team Schuster, where Matt Hamilton comes in and says, hey, I think we need to do this. This is not a democracy. Like and again, I don't want this to come off as me criticizing Goody and saying this is the wrong way to go about his job. Now, look, if I was the general manager of the Green Bay Packers, first of all, they would have the oldest roster in the league every single year. Julius Peppers would not be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He'd be at defensive end still, right? I mean, Charles Woodson, who I think is 46, would still be roaming the secondary. And Jordy Nelson would be Aaron Rodgers' go-to guy. And we'd win about four games, but at least all my guys would be there. Well, look, I understand that. At the same time, I personally believe in collaboration. I do. And I think you can be collaborative without giving in to the players and saying, like, I don't want Aaron Rodgers deciding everything that my team does if I'm the general manager. We saw how things went in New York, right? At the same time, I want his expertise. I want his input. But I'm going to be firm with him and say, look, man, sometimes I'm going to do the same thing that you're thinking we should do, and sometimes I'm not. And if we can't work through that kind of thing, then we're going to go back to the don't tell me what you think because I don't care policy, right? And and what bothered me about the way things played out after Rodgers made those comments and then came back for two more seasons was the phoniness of the, well, Goody's really changing his approach. I remember talking to Rodgers at his locker and comparing Goody to Brad Pitt's character in Moneyball, where he sends Jonah Hill on the road trip because he can't get close to the players. And Rodgers was great. I mean, it turns out he's friends with the guy who played Pena, the first baseman that was better than Scotty Hattieburg.
Yep.
And so he tells this great story. It's a really good story for the State Journal, which I'll have to copy and paste and put onto Channel 3000 at some point so people can read it. But what was great about it was that, like, he's like, hey, you know, he has talked to me more. You know, he seems to be more interested. But it was all kind of phony, right? And so that doesn't help anybody either. Like, it doesn't pay to pretend like you care. I would say that's worse. At least be honest with me. Hey, Jordan, hey, I know you like Jair, but I don't really care what you think. But, hey, let's work on our accuracy this offseason. Like, if that's how he wants to go about it, great.
Hey, Wildy, when was the last time you talked to Peppers, Woodson, or Jordy?
Woodson, I texted with last week. Devontae Adams. I used Peppers because he's old and in the Hall of Fame. Like he and I weren't
but
that
you,
tight.
But you called him your guy. Just so you're saying you used it in the same context Jordan used it.
No, I was using that.
Your right guy?
I was using that in the context of if I was putting together a roster, I'd have a bunch of guys that are already in the Hall of Fame still
I'm
on the team.
I'm just making a point that you can say it's your guy if you're an acquaintance.
I don't use my guy. Like I might
Jason
be,
doesn't.
Are
we
so,
guys, Jason?
So I can.
Not anymore.
When's the last time you texted me to check in, buddy?
That's a good point. Probably a couple weeks ago.
So I have, in the last 3 weeks, texted Woodson. This is going to sound like a dumb humble brag now.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Adams. And yesterday, after he got off of McAfee, I texted Rodgers.
And did he respond?
We went back and forth a little bit. Yep.
That's awesome. Gosh, you're so lucky.
I know. I'm waiting for Caleb Williams to give me his number, though, because I want to let him know how I'm rooting for him to create that whole rivalry. So I got to talk to my guys in Chicago.
My
guys in Chicago.
Well, he's talking about his guys at ESPN Chicago.
Yeah.
I know. His guys. I'm just loving the guy chat.
Why are you
right now
so defensive? Like, Jordan loves a bad interview. It's fine. It doesn't make him a bad quarterback. It's fine. Like, he's not, he doesn't come across as interesting, and he doesn't come across as, like, overly interested in doing it / prepared for it, but that's fine. But he's not being asked to be in GQ and Esquire like Caleb Williams, but Caleb Williams is getting dragged on unsportsmanlike by Chris Canty for being a celebrity QB. So, Jason, as a reporter, I think you obviously would lean towards having the guy who can give out long, thoughtful answers. But in general, how much does a personality matter, like in a coach? And it doesn't have to be in front of the mic, just on or off the field. Like when you're talking with them, like when you're figuring out like if they're going to make it or not, like how much of that factors in, and probably more off the mic than on, into you figuring out like this guy, I could see how he could be a great coach or how he could be a leader as a QB. How much does that factor in when you're talking to guys?
Yeah, I think it factors in a lot. And look, in all seriousness about Jordan, like so his fiance came and talked to Sid's volleyball team, not this past season, but the season before. And she is like personality times like 1,000. Like And her joke after we got done, and she and I and Sid and some of the coaches were talking after she got done talking to the kids, and I teased her. I said, "Hey, can you coach up your boy, just a little bit?" Because she gives him the same amount of grief as we're giving him now, except she's going to marry him. But like it's the same. Like, hey, loosen up a little bit, and the reason why I think Ronica's opinion on that is germane to our conversation is that he can be engaging. And I don't think he's necessarily intentionally not being engaging. I just don't think, like, he and I have really good conversations. Like, when I'm not interviewing him, and then there's been times where I've interviewed him, and there's been a light bulb that's gone off, and he's been really good. But, he's just not into it. Like, it's not important to him. And I get it. I shouldn't be that important to him. But what I would say is that it's so important that you're engaging with your guys. And I am not your guy. Jair Alexander and Dontavian Wicks, those are your guys. And those are the guys you need to connect with. And from everything I can gather, he's really good at connecting with them that way. You know, is he capable, and he and I have talked about this, is he capable of chewing a guy's ass out if that's what the guy really needs? Because he and I have talked about it. I used to talk about this with Rodgers. Favre, not so much, because he was too busy, like, dropping stink bombs in the locker room or yelling at me for what I wrote. But, like, the best leaders know what each guy needs, right? And in Rodgers' case, sometimes I think his frustration bubbled over with guys that didn't need to be yelled at or motioned at. Oh, my God, what are you doing? Since I'm on video, I feel compelled to do that. And Jordan doesn't do any of that. But sometimes a guy needs a really hard conversation, like, get your blank together, man. And that's the one aspect of his leadership that I don't know, and I've never been led by him. But I know Aaron Rodgers, if he had a guy that needed to get chewed out, he would chew him out. If he had a guy like Lucas Patrick who was downtrodden, they had pancakes together, right? Yeah. And they talked through it, and he helped Lucas Patrick turn things around. So there's value in all of it. But to me, Jordan Love, in that interview specifically – like, I wonder if he realized what he was saying was going to be headline material, because that's all I've gotten now from a lot of fans, and they're all assuming that we're trying to run the guy out of town, which we're totally not.
No.
But, like, the reality is that I think Goody's mind is made up. And again, the last thing, and I know I'm rambling, so I'll stop, but the last thing is, and I keep going back to this, this is going to be year 30 for me, and I'm not doing that to brag. I'm saying that's how rare what I'm about to say is. I have never heard a general manager say, well, if he's not going to be on our team and helping us win games, then I want to get something for him because we've invested a lot in Jair. General managers never say that. They say, well, he's on our team right now, and that's the end of it. Mm-hmm. They never go, you know, they love to say, well, that's a hypothetical, and I'm not going to get into it. If he's not on our team, it's a hypothetical because he's on your team right now. So I don't want you to ever go and give another hypothetical again, Goody. You have to be able to answer every hypothetical question I ask because you brought up the hypothetical of him not being on the team.
Showed all of his cards there, too.
Oh, like, he doesn't want him back. Let's be honest.
You would say it if you wanted him back. You'd say he's just on your team and end it there.
Right. Could he be back on your team? Possibly. I mean, that's the other thing he said.
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely, he possibly could.
Yeah, anything is possible.
I don't know, you know.
Yeah. Anything's possible.
Anything.
He's my guy.
Jason, that's awesome. Thanks for playing along with us.
Yeah.
I figured one, like every once in a while we can do a little, not quite journalism, but I just, it was one of those things where it caught my ear immediately.
Yeah,
and then
me
Matt
too.
Matt got weirdly defensive about it. Again, Jordan Love's a good football player. Not all good quarterbacks are interesting or engaging to hear talk. There mm-hmm. are boring ones. But I also just found it fascinating that Jordan doesn't seem to have any interest in being interesting in big interview settings.
Matt, you're still my guy.
That's my guy right there.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks for hopping on the camera with us. Enjoy your Friday.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
All right, that's Jason Wilde. For over 35 years, J&K has been Madison's trusted name in security. Whether you're a homeowner or a business owner, they're your one-stop shop for all things security, from cutting-edge intercom systems for your office to simply replacing that old lock on your front door. They've got you covered. With a network of top-tier suppliers, they create customized solutions tailored just for you. At J&K, customer service is their top priority, and your peace of mind is always their mission. Visit them today at jksecurity.com and experience the J&K difference. Your home, your business, their priority. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
We don't speak about
speak
her.
About rivals.
We are not rivals. Yeah, me and Kay are not on the same level. In the same sense that Matt thinks that the Bears and the Packers aren't on the same level.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.